This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Michael Finelli, here with your top stories this Thursday. Drought conditions persist throughout the Mountain West, fueling the wildfires currently burning hundreds of thousands of acres in Colorado and Utah. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, all of Pitkin, Eagle, and much of Garfield counties are in exceptional drought. That's the highest level. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yannis has more on what's ahead.
Forecasts currently show a high-pressure system that could bring record-breaking heat to the western part of the country in the next week to 10 days. After that, monsoon rains are predicted to begin in the latter half of the month. Seth Arnes, a hydrologist with the Western Water Assessment, says that rain likely won't refill empty reservoirs, but
it does help mitigate some of these short-term impacts and maybe improves forage for cattle grazing and wildlife. But some of the longer-term impacts really are going to rely on what happens next winter with precipitation and winter snowpacks.
Even though an El Niño weather pattern correlates with a wetter winter in the Rocky Mountains, it also usually means higher temperatures, which Arnes says could lessen the amount of water stored in snowpack. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
And bears are wandering into town looking for food much earlier than normal this year. It's due to a dwindling natural food supply because of the dry conditions along the western slope. Aspen recorded its first bear trash intrusion of the season on March 10th, a full month earlier than in 2025. Daniela Cole is the founder of the nonprofit Roaring Fork Valley Bear Coalition. She's urging the community to be extra vigilant about bear precautions as they continue to search for food in town.
It's really a people issue and a human issue, and I think people have to do what's necessary to keep the bears away.
That includes securing food and trash and keeping doors and windows locked. All of the recorded bear break-ins to homes, hotels, and cars this year were due to unlocked windows, according to the city. Cole says community members should call the city's wildlife coordinator if they have a bear encounter. National security leaders and foreign policy experts will converge at the Aspen Institute next week for the Aspen Security Forum. But as Aspen Public Radio's Reagan Mertz reports, the annual conference won't return to Aspen next year.
In less than a year, Aspen's airport will close for a six-month renovation, and some event producers are making contingency plans. That includes at the Aspen Security Forum, which will take a hiatus from Aspen next summer. Eliza Voss is with the Aspen Chamber Resort Association. As far as she knows,
the only major recurring special event that is scheduled not to come back in 2027 is the Security Forum.
This year's forum in Aspen will highlight the 250th anniversary of America's founding. Panels and speakers will reflect on the upheaval that created the United States, while focusing on current turmoil like AI, conflicts in the Middle East and Europe, and the world economy. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Reagan Mertz.
The Aspen Security Forum will run from Tuesday to Friday next week. It will return to Aspen in 2028. In statewide news, as four major fires burn in Colorado, people are concerned both about homes and popular destinations. At the moment, Bishop Castle remains standing near the Aspen Acre fire. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The popular roadside attraction, known for its unstable appearance, is still standing according to aerial views and trail cam footage posted on social media. Co-owner Sage Bishop says it's unclear if any structures are damaged.
I believe that the castle is still standing and the structures around it, the gift shop and some of our other buildings, appear to be intact and not touched by fire.
Bishop is with her husband and the castle's caretaker, Daniel, in Colorado Springs, as he's being treated for injuries from a recent fall. The only updates they've received since the Aspen Acres fire was started are from the authorities. Crews from Alaska say it's looking at implementing a new dozer line from Bishop Castle to the Middle Creek drainage to help with firefighting efforts. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And in regional news, resilience and growth are at the heart of a new energy pact signed by 11 governors in the West. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports, the agreement aims to have states collaborate to strengthen the region's power grid.
The agreement endorses goals described in the Western Transmission Expansion Coalition, or WESTEC, which analyzed transmission needs across the region with input from utilities, state and tribal governments, and others. The main goal of this 10-year plan is to meet growing energy needs. Lindsay Mayer with Utah's Office of Energy Development calls it historic and says it will expedite long-term projects, ultimately benefiting consumers.
And so if we do it this way, we're ultimately saving people money, because every single time you add more years or delays to building these projects, you're adding expenses.
The first part of the plan identifies thousands of miles of transmission needed, of which most are already planned as either new expansion or modernizing aging infrastructure. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
Meanwhile, federal land agencies are testing dozens of pilot projects to try and get better data on how many people are hiking, camping, or sightseeing on public lands. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
Federal employees might normally post up at a trailhead or count cars to track the numbers of people visiting parks or forests. But those techniques don't capture all visitors, especially in less popular areas. Last year, Congress passed a law directing agencies to create better monitoring methods. The Interior Department is looking at several, including digital mobility data. Spencer Wood directs the Outdoor Recreation and Data Lab at the University of Washington. He says this can include aggregated cell phone data and public social media.
They post a photograph that says they're out having a great time mountain biking. That's useful information.
Wood says another option is tracking how many people participate in virtual citizen science projects on public lands. Federal agencies say these newer techniques are promising but need more studying. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team, News Director Hallie Zander, Associate Editor Sage Smiley, reporters Reagan Mertz and Hannah Weaver, and me, your host for the day, Michael Finelli. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett, Sarah Torrey, and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.